This is a level 3 thinking brown eye. It is evidenced by the combination of Sora, and you can have just one lacuna in here, or two or three or four, that then take this from the standard empathic thinking type and move it into the driven thinking type. Because the addition of those lacuna add a secondary charge. The lacuna are the feminine or the right brain, and the dots are the masculine and the left brain. So they get this combination of the two brains working together, which creates an internal kind of a power or charge that gives them a dynamic quality. Now we have to use the word dynamic in context, because dynamic and brown in their essence are in a sense oxymorons. Now with all of the westernization and the interbreeding and other things that have happened, brown eyes can be much more dynamic today than they were, I would say, 50 years ago. But nonetheless, the brown eye is slower, more practical, and more grounded, which is a mitigating factor to this driven thinker type, which sees the big picture, is quite sharp, quite intelligent. These are natural leaders. In fact, I see fewer of this type of eye than any other eye that we categorize. So this type is walking the cutting edge. They many times feel like a maverick or a lone wolf, or they don't fit, people don't understand them. They're usually two or three or four steps ahead of everybody else, because even though this person is quite introverted and they can hold things in, it also means that their minds are still working at a very fast pace, and they're still open to taking in lots of stimuli and input. They're multitaskers, and they can handle a lot. One of their greatest, when they become stressed, they can take one of two radical paths. And when stressed, they can become hypercritical or hyperjudgmental, or push people around with their power and authority. Or they can move the other way and become depressed and isolated and feel powerless. So their overall lesson is learning how to deal with authority. And they generally have a more difficult relationship or an absent relationship with the father. So the father grooms them into the authority. The father is the one that helps us build our self-confidence, our self-assuredness, because when we stand up to the father, we stand up to authority. So if he is a more kind and gentle man, this person will blossom into a very brilliant risk taker. If the father is aggressive or critical, it will hurt the self-esteem of the boy and can drive him into levels of self-sabotage or reckless behavior. In the case of a woman, many times if the father is difficult, I've seen it happen many times, particularly if she has some body weight to her, that she works even harder to please the father, and he can actually be a kind of a grinding stone, and not necessarily in a beautiful way, but she will take on the challenge because she's dynamically driven and show that guy who's boss, and she can rise to some great power in life and power and authority. So let's look at four examples of this iris type. Just below, we'll start with the pair in the upper left. And once again, the sore are hard to see, the lacuna are hard to see, and all the velvet that you see in here are actually neurogenic fibers. So we have kind of a conundrum, and we have more of an introvert, and this is a more classic brown eye. And I have to say that finding this combination of patterns in brown eyes was extremely difficult, and I had to reach out to a number of different peers and associates and go through their iris collections so we could come up with something. Because particularly because they're thinking, they've moved away from the equator because it's not a conducive environment for them. And because the culture in itself of the true brown eye is less animated. So these types are probably going to occupy themselves with large libraries, be very well read. They generally speaking, they're going to pick not just one, but several different areas of endeavor, because they get bored easily. They need constant mental stimulation. They many times rise up into places of power and authority because that level of stress or seeing the big pictures is not stressful to them. They just naturally handle it well. And it's because they can move from the right brain and the lacuna, or they can move over into the left brain. So what's ever necessary for a situation, they have an ability to show up with the skills and the gifts of whatever is needed. Go to the pattern, the pair in the upper right. We see quite a large pupil in the left iris. This is an indication of moving to the right brain. So we're going to look at the relationship to the Father. And very interesting, way out at the periphery on the edge at 3 o'clock in the right eye, that's the area of the voice. So speaking up to their Father is going to be quite a challenge for them. We've got a workaholic tendency, a bit of anger with authority. So this is a very rebellious person, I can tell you that. And then when we go over to the left iris, on the right side of the screen, we see a couple dots in the area of anger and nurturing. So this is a person that's probably extremely hardworking. They may or may not be so diversified. And because of the pattern with the Father and speaking up, they could be silent. And if they did find the power in their voice, they could be incredible leaders, having the confidence to stand behind their words and stand behind their opinions. Self-esteem area looks pretty good. So this is a person that may take these skills and this openness and intensity out into society and try to improve things, do things better, look at the bigger picture, offer solutions and ways to improve the efficiency or just make something better. Go to the pattern in the lower left. Here we have a pair of brown eyes, quite a color difference between the two. It's very interesting. And yet the iris on the left or the right side of the screen is darker. So that is a movement over to the right brain. The pupil's a little bit bigger. We have a workaholic tendency in the right eye. We've got a self-worth issue with the mother. Bit of challenging experiences in childhood. So this person probably grew up fast. They have a workaholic tendency, and I see them probably being quite independent. And yet, this part of themselves that's trying to prove themselves. And when a thinking type person has a challenging or difficult relationship with the mother, then the mother represents the part of themselves that's trying to get them out of their heads and into their bodies. And when the mother isn't there, or they feel criticized by the mother, or they feel like the mother over-disciplined them, then it can do one of two things. It can take them inward into a self-sabotaging kind of a behavior. But many times, particularly in the case of a man, he will come out trying to prove to her that he is what she says he's not, or he will try to prove her wrong by excelling at something in life, where this type becomes the know-it-all and the leader as a way to overcome the feelings that they couldn't please the mother. But once again, none of this is going to slow them down because they have a dynamic quality, once again mitigated by the brown, but it doesn't mean that their internal appetite isn't great because they always crave diversity, and intensity isn't a bad thing either. Let's move to the pattern in the lower right. And here we have a lot of the darker, even darker brown buildup. We have many of the dots that are quite black, which says that these patterns this person had been dealing with have been happening for quite some time. This person has more Sora in the lower, in the eye on the right side of the screen or the left iris. Adding more Sora to the imaginative or right brain makes them become futuristic in their thinking, inventors. I'm sure Thomas Edison had this pattern. I've seen close-ups of JFK's eyes. He had this pattern. And these are people that will not so much step into generally big leadership positions because they're here to bring us something new. And the confidence to do that. And this person may have it because they have more color over in their right iris, which means a long-term movement to the left brain, which is actually the ability to ground their inventions, their patents, their imaginative, it's beyond an imaginative mind because it is producing something that's going to make change. It isn't a daydream. It's not a philosophy or a principle. It's a widget. It's a gadget. It's something that's going to help us, or it's a new way of thinking that's going to change our opinion of how the universe was formed. In the case of women, they can be drawn to being a writer, fairy tales. If children isn't their thing, they can turn to graphic arts and have amazing ways of thinking outside the box and producing new levels of advertising. Whatever they do, they are going to do it in a way that is rare, unique, and really doesn't fit. So they need to learn in the long term to develop their own inner confidence and take the risk of letting their beautiful innovations out, knowing that they will be judged and criticized, and more importantly, recognizing their own intention and benefit for others, not how others are threatened by the fact of change or letting go of the past and moving into the new and the unknown, which is where these people thrive.